talking with Aaron Lyons today. So, welcome, Aaron. And you are a Canadian country singer. From what part of Canada are you from, Aaron?
I was born and raised in Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah. They call Fort McMurray is my hometown, and now I spend a lot of time in Calgary, between Calgary and Nashville.
Okay, I read that you're the actual pride of Fort McMurray.
Well, you know, try to be. I've been lucky that things have gone well for me, so they've been very supportive up there of me.
That's great. Now, you did live in Nashville for a while. You moved back about a year ago, is that correct?
Yeah, I lived in Nashville full-time for 7 years and decided about a year and a half ago that I wanted to come back and be a little closer to family, so I bought a place here in Alberta, and I kept my place in Nashville, and just decided I'd kind of live half the year in Canada and half the year in Nashville and be able to be around family more. It was kind of weighing on me a little too much, being away so much and not getting to see all my nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters and parents and everybody, so it works out a lot better this way for me.
Okay, that's great. So family is pretty important to you. Do you come from a large family?
I do. I mean, I think I do. I got a brother and two sisters and my parents around. I mean, I have some friends who come from bigger families, but we always felt like we were a pretty big family. We're all pretty close and just enjoy being around each other. So it's nice to be around them.
Okay, that's great, Aaron. Are they a musical family? Did you grow up with music around you?
No, you know, that's... it's kind of interesting for me. Most of my family is, and I was too, were athletes growing up, and no one plays music. Not my parents or anyone, even in my extended family, doesn't play any music. So I think that's part of the reason I like music so much. When I first started playing guitar, I just it was kind of my own little thing, and no one was pushing me to practice. And I was kind of just one of those things where I really liked it and decided I'd do it on my own. You know, I think there's something to be said for when a kid finds something that he likes to do and his parents don't push him into it. And that's kind of what happened with me in music. I kind of stumbled upon it, and I just realized I really loved doing it. And my parents saw that and were always supportive, but never pushed me into doing anything that, I didn't want to do. And they just kind of supported me along the way, and it's been great.
It has been great. I was reading that already when you were in high school, you were hearing your songs played on the radio, so you already had some hits then while you were in high school?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate to come from a small town. When I grew up, my hometown was about 40,000 people, and there was a lot of opportunities for young people like me who, you know, wanted to play music and wanted to get on the radio. There was some kind of local music shows that you could get on and get your music played. And one time I played one of my songs. I recorded a kind of a three-song CD and I played it on the radio. And one of the songs ended up getting requested a bunch and became the most requested song in the hometown for about 6 weeks straight. So it kind of started everything for me. But had I not come from a small town, I never would have had that opportunity. And that kind of got me out to being able to play in bars and clubs around my hometown, so it was great. And high school was, you know, high school is you're trying to fit in and everything, and so the fact that I had a song on the radio that was a hit in my hometown, was very nice. And also as a musician, it gave me a little more confidence to continue to pursue music and see if I could make it a career.
Okay, that's great. Was it a community radio station or was it commercial?
It was a commercial radio station. It was the local. It was kind of the local. They kind of played everything, but it wasn't a country station. It was actually they played pop and rock stuff. The song just happened to resonate with some people.
Okay. Did you always play country, or did you go from rock to country?
No, I always listened to everything, but I always country was always my favorite. And whenever I write songs and sing, it just seems like it fits best into the country format. But I still listen to all types of music and fans of all types of artists. But country to me has always been my favorite, and especially as a songwriter, I've always been a fan of country songs. Just the way they're written, and growing up, those were always my favorite ones that have the story to them and really mean something. And yeah, so country's always been the first in line for me.
Oh, that's great. So you write all your own songs, Aaron?
I write about 90% of my own songs. Mm-hmm. There's a few songs on, you'll find two or three songs on each of my records that that I didn't write, songs that I just found that friends of mine wrote that were great songs and songs I wished I had written that really mm-hmm. related to me and I wanted to record. So, yeah, generally I write them all, but the odd time there'll be a song that I didn't.
Okay, and is this your fourth CD out, or? Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, my fourth one. Just came out June 12th, called Moments That Matter, and mm-hmm. lucky enough to have the first single was called Cheaper to Keeper, and it actually became a number one hit here in Canada on radio and on CMT, so, like, you know, things are going good, life's good for me.
Good, that's great. So I was reading, you had a lot of fun, you made a video for this song, too, and you included a lot of your family, even your dog, Luke.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, we came time to make this video, and I actually, you know, normally we do videos in Toronto or Vancouver or mm-hmm. Los Angeles or Nashville or somewhere, and it ended up, came time to do this video, and I figured, you know what, let's do it in Calgary. I've never done a video here in Calgary, and I happen to be here in the spring and had a lot of friends here and stuff, and so I was talking to the director, and we decided we'd try to pull it off, and so, yeah, I invited a bunch of my friends out, and we had four of the Calgary Flame hockey players come out, and we mm-hmm. had a good friend of mine is a guy named Paul Brandt, who's another country singer that mm-hmm. a lot of people would know of, and yeah, he came out and did a cameo in it. I mean, I've been in a few of his videos, so it was just kind of, just as friends, we thought it might be fun to have him in there, and yeah, I had my dog, my wife's in it, a bunch of my friends, and we had actually some fans came out too. We extended the invitation to a bunch of fans, and so, yeah, it was just a really fun video to make. It's meant to be fun. I mean, the song Cheaper to Keeper is you know, meant to be taken lightly and just have fun, more of a sing-along, and mm-hmm. and so, yeah, so when we made the video, we wanted to make sure it was the same way, just kind of a fun thing, and so far, so good. I mean, it's actually number one on CMT this week, so people are liking it.
Oh, that's great. So if we want to see it, we just go to CMT?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, then, I'm going to do that. Sounds like a lot of fun. And this album, Moments in Time, let's see, Moments That Matter. Okay, this is a little bit different. I was reading than your other albums. It's a little bit more of a lighthearted side to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of my other records have had a lot of songs on them that are pretty serious songs and songs that you know, have pretty serious messages in them. I have a song called It Takes a Man about two teenagers getting pregnant, and mm-hmm. and you know, there's another song I wrote for my mom, just saying thank you to her, and just a lot of kind of serious songs. I've been lucky that I've had 13 top tens now, and a lot of them have been the serious songs, and I wanted to make sure on this record that I had some fun ones on there that were sing-alongs that kind of showed the other side of me. I mean, mm-hmm. I like to have fun and joke around, and I think up to this point, people didn't necessarily know that about me. And, you know, as an artist, you want people to get to know you better with every record. And so came time to do this record. I thought we'd put some songs on there that showed that side. And Cheaper to Keeper is one of them. There's mm-hmm. another song called Let's Get Drunk and Fight that is kind of like that, too. And it's mm-hmm. just, you know, makes it more fun when you have songs like that to play when you're playing live shows, because it's, you know, a little more energy and a little more fun for people. And you need the serious songs, too, but just want to make sure you balance it out.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, you've been up for a lot of different awards since, 2001, and you won a few, too. I believe you won a couple in, was it 2003? Or?
Yeah, I'm just lucky enough to win the Male Artist of the Year at the Canadian Country Music Awards and the Rising Star that year as well. So just, it's been great. I've been lucky to be nominated a bunch of times and won a few times, and get to play on the Canadian Country Music Awards show a lot, and just, yeah, it's been great. I mean, the awards are always a kind of a feather in the cap when you're an artist. So
that's a lot of fun. So you started out pretty young when you were in high school, and now you're only 27. What do you think you've learned throughout the years and the making of the CDs and the traveling around? Or?
Well, you know, I think traveling gives you a perspective on things that you don't have unless you do it. And I've been lucky that I've been, you know, I love traveling anyway, and mm-hmm. And the fact that I get to do it with my and make a living doing it. I mean, traveling and playing music, I've been able to see the world, and it's really, I think it's made me more appreciative of what I have, and just a little more worldly. You know, you get to see other parts of the world and get to know other people that come from different places, and you mature a little faster too, I think, because you're on the road and you're forced to, you know, take care of yourself. And so it's just been great. I mean, all around, I really can't complain. I've been very fortunate and blessed in my life, and I'm just lucky to keep playing music. I mean, that's what I love to do, and I feel lucky every day to get to do it.
That's great. Who are some of the people that you've toured with, Aaron?
You know what? We've toured with lots and lots of people. I've toured with Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Martina McBride, Rascal Flatts, Sarah Evans, Paul Brandt, just lots. You know, we've been just playing all over the place and getting hooked up with some great artists, you know, so lots of those. It's really nice when you get to play with other artists that you're big fans of, and I've been fortunate through the years. I mean, Keith Urban's one of my favorites, and got to tour with him, and also Brooks and Dunn, he's one of my favorites. Also, Brad Paisley, I've toured with him, too. He's a great artist, so plenty of people have toured with.
That's great. So these people that you've toured with, sometimes that they've helped to inspire you, too, and you're writing of your songs? And...
Yeah, you learn a lot. I mean, as a young kid out there on the road, you don't necessarily know what you're in for, and you learn a lot from watching the people who've done it, you know, for a long time, and the really successful ones. You see what they do in their shows, and you start to understand what it takes to have people come, you know, to your shows. Every time you're in town, I mean, it's more than just getting up there and singing. You got to entertain people and connect with people. So It's always been good for me. I always go out and watch the shows after, you know, whoever I'm playing with. I always make sure I go watch their show, and you really learn a lot as an artist by watching other successful artists.
Yeah, that sounds really true. You sound like you're really focused. So this coming weekend, you're coming to Quebec. You're going to be playing at the Aerscliffe Fair, and that runs from August 23rd to 26th. I believe you're going to be playing on Saturday night, the 25th at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've heard lots of great things about this fair, and from friends of mine who have been there playing. And I'm actually gonna stay in Quebec for the week, and I'm gonna bring my wife out, and we're gonna travel around. I haven't had a chance to see all of Quebec, so I'm looking forward to the.
That's great. That's great. So this is you've been to Quebec before, but not with your wife.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna make a little vacation out of it and enjoy our time there.
Ah, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, do you have a website, Aaron?
I do, yeah. It's aaronlines.com. And anyone who wants to find anything about me, you can basically find out on there, other tour dates, and just all the info from probably any question you could have, you could get answered on that website.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you wanted to add, Aaron?
I don't think so. Just look forward to getting out there and playing for everybody, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of people out at the show.
Okay, great. Before you...
You're down on your luck. You just lost your truck. You can't afford another beer. Your credit cards don't work. Whole world thinks you're a jerk. Wondering how you wound up here. It would have been cheaper to keep her around. It would have been better to let her keep you down. Living with a crazy wife beats an empty bank. To keep her around. Now you're sleeping on the couch at your best friend's house, watching Columbo, eating cold pizza in your underwear. Just remember I told you so. It would have been cheaper to keep her around. It would have been better. So if you're thinking about saying adios, well, take it from a fool who knows. She's gonna serve your papers, make you pay through the nose, and when her lawyer gets through with you, you'll have to move to Mexico. It would have been cheaper to keep her.
That was Cheaper to Keep Her, and it's sung by Aaron Lines, and it's from his CD, Moments That Matter.